You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. I suspect you have heard by now that Amazon wants to buy Whole Foods in a roughly $13.5 billion deal. It would be Amazon's biggest acquisition to date. It is generating headline words such as earth-shaking. Whole Foods, of course, has been underperforming a little bit lately. Its growth has slowed, and activist investors have been after the chain to sell itself. But what does a digital retailer like Amazon want with all those old school brick and mortar stores? And can it turn things around at Whole Foods? Marketplace's Adrienne Hill gets us started.
The deal has retail experts pretty amped. Here's Professor Barbara Kahn from the Wharton School.
I can't tell you what a huge difference this could make in the retail environment, in my opinion.
And retail consultant Jan Rogers Niffen.
This is the biggest thing that's happened in grocery since Walmart opened the first supercenter in 1988.
That's big. Amazon had already been experimenting with brick and mortar. If the deal goes through, it'll have about 460 Whole Foods stores. John Talbot is from the University of Indiana's Kelly School of Business.
I think it just really demonstrates how determined they are to really become a bricks and click retailer.
Bricks and click retailer. Catchy, right? A lot of traditional retailers, and Walmart, we're looking at you here, have been working on upping the click part of their business model. Amazon's coming at it from the other side.
We really are seeing a convergence between the physical and digital world when it comes to retail.
RJ Hadavi is an analyst at Morningstar.
It may look strange seeing Amazon as a physical store presence, but there are a lot of reasons to be excited about this.
Let's just tick those off. The deal helps Amazon grab more of the $600-plus billion U.S. grocery business, something it's been after for a while. Amazon could use the stores to accept returns, showcase products, and it gives Amazon hubs in upper-middle-class communities where a lot of Amazon Prime customers live. Here's Wharton School professor Barbara Kahn again.
And by having these stores in places, in neighborhoods where people can go into the store and pick up things that they bought online is a huge asset.
For all the excitement over a brave new world of grocery shopping, this is not a slam dunk. Amazon's got to execute its vision. Whole Foods isn't at the top of its game. But still, it's probably not a good day to be a run-of-the-mill grocer, waking up to find your industry on the edge of massive disruption. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.